It's a very normal thing that people want to know how to remember things. Why is that? Why do people want to remember their learning? So it's justified based on the fact that if you forget your learning, you're over a loisis, you're over an essay, and there's a mitzvah to remember culture called Yediyas HaTorah. But it's more than that. Every person wants to be a Talmid Chacham. If you're a good Jew, you want to be a Talmid Chacham. Do you mean L'shem Shemayim? Maybe not. Maybe you want to be a Talmid Chacham. People should mechabed you. So it might not be so much L'shem Shemayim, but the emes is, mitok sheloi l'shmo bo l'shmo. If a person remembers his learning, so then it gives him incentive, it gives him a push, it gives him a sipuk. How do you say sipuk in English? An enjoyment, a sense of satisfaction, fulfillment, that he wants to learn further. I know when I was at Bochran Lake, we had a lot of guys that were big lamdonim, and l'maisa, they did not remember, either because they had memories like pussycats, or because they didn't chazer, who knows. But l'maisa, those people that don't remember the learning, and you can sit and learn like for 5 years in Lakewood, and afterwards you come to a conversation, you don't know what's flying, it's very embarrassing. And then you lose your whole cheshit to learn. So it's kedai for a person to find ways to remember his learning, just so you should have a sipuk, whether you're going to be a magid shir, or shashiva, a paisik, a rov, a mashgiach, whatever, or you can be a regular balbos. But a balbos also has to be kaveit l'ter. If you have a geshmak, because you know what you learn, you retain, so it gives you a cheshit to keep on remembering. So certainly, if you're expecting any quick segulas, I should say, do this and you'll become a big Talmid Chacham. I don't have what to say about that. The ikr is pashas to chazer. Chazer, chazer, chazer. Now chazer, as we know, is a trefa word. It's a big behemoth tamei, chazer. But lemaisa, when it comes to learning, that's the only thing that works, the main thing that works. And Chazal say it over and over again, that if you chazer, you remember. And the Gemara brings down menachas daf mem tes, that if a person learns he doesn't chazer, it's like putting the seeds in the ground and not plowing it, not doing anything with it. You're putting it there, it's guaranteed you're going to forget it. So you have to chazer. Why does chazering work? So there's two things. One thing is b'metzias, a person's brain, when you do something again and again, b'metzias says he remembers it. Besides that, some of the farshim say that there's also a sguliistic aspect, that the Rebbein Shem give a person schar because of the fact that he's taking his time to chazer, because that shows he really wants to know it. So both of these reasons are true. The main thing to do is to chazer. People want to become a Talmid Chacham and not chazer. They're making a big mistake. Bilam also said, what did Bilam say? Bilam said, Thomas Nafshi, he wanted to have the same soif like a Jew, but he wanted to live as a Jew. The same thing also, if a person doesn't want to chazer and he wants to be a Talmid Chacham, remember, it's not going to work. The main thing you always have to do is to chazer. People want shortcuts? Fine. When I was putting on my sefer about 30-some years ago, I have a sefer Shmir Sigul for Nefesh. I went to Rechaim Knievsky. I used to ride with him a lot. And I asked him, I showed him, he had like a list of like 36 things that are good for Zikaron, 36 things that are ways of how to remember your learning. All that he culled and gathered from Divrei Chazal. I showed him I had 71. He had 36, I already had 71. So he was very happy with it. He told me I should print it up. I told him, I don't want to go into segulas. It's not the subject. And segulas is Ein L'dover Seif. And you never know exactly what's reliable, what's not. He says, you're right, don't go to schools. But Zikoran, things that are good for memory, you have to print that. Why? Because people are lazy. Everybody wants to be a Talmid Chacham. People don't want to chazer. So they're going to see it, they're going to chaper. He said, remember his lush was, they're going to lick it like charoises. People want to see, just to see how you can do something and learn, remember it. People love these things. Obviously, it's a shortcut, and the main thing is going to be to chazer. But people like hearing these things. A simple etza to improve a person's memories, like we said last week. All these things which Chazal say are kosher l'shikra, be careful. Be careful, be observant when you wash your hands coming out of the bathroom, when you touch something, you scratch your hair, all these different things, to wash your hands. That's one easy way to work on your memory, because Chazal say that if you don't do these things, you forget your learning. There's other things which are brought down in different Gemaras. We mentioned some of them last week. You're not supposed to put on two clothes together. So some guys asked me that afterwards. That's not a Gemara. That's a Mogen Avraham Pikabola. Putting on your shirt and your undershirt together. These are things which we don't understand why, but it says it's kosher l'shikcha. It's also brought down not to look at a matseva, the tombstone. So the Arizal learned that the problem with that, it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Haris Dafid Gimel. That's only if the engraving is engraved, charut, engraved in the stone. I said that wrong. It's only if it's sticking out, protruding. That's why you see all the tombstones and all the front places, the letters are not sticking out, they're engraved in the stone. And the reason I understood Al-Pi Kabbalah, that if it's engraved in the stone, it doesn't cause shikha. But if the letters are sticking out, protruding, then it makes you forget your learning. Do you understand why? No, but that's what it says. There are a lot of things we don't understand why. Here, we mentioned also the Mogen Avrom, that brings down by Netilas Yadayim. You shouldn't wipe your hands after Netilas Yadayim. You shouldn't wipe on your clothes. And this is suffering in the Poiskim. Doesn't mean Dafka Netilas Yadayim. The Suda doesn't mean every Netilas Yadayim. Doesn't mean you're coming from a shower. Different Sveikas. It's Kedai Timach, where it's not the hardest thing in the world to use a towel. I know that a lot of your Schleimer guys like to wipe the mirror, like to wipe your face also on the towel also, but use a towel, don't use your shirt, don't use your baget. Now, Bichlal, somebody asked afterwards, how come we don't see Bepoil, why don't we see Bemetzias, that if you do something, you forget it? So first of all, it doesn't say that if you do something which is kosher shikha on the spot, you forget your learning. It's not like pushing a button on off. It means to say it's conducive, and Chazal understood that over the course of time, some people quicker, some people less. It'll eventually happen. Just so this week, in general, people ask this question. When Chazal says something which doesn't seem to make sense, either according to our logic or according to science, what's not going to pshat in that? This past week, I don't know if anybody here learns Daf Yomi. In Daf Yomi, it's brought down, there's a musig of a drusa. A drusa means to say is, if a cat or a dog or a lion jumped on an animal, the animal becomes treif. Why is he treif? He didn't smash the animal. But he takes his nails and he sticks them in, and the Gemara explains over there, he has eris, poison, in his fingernails. That's how Rashi explains it. And he shoots it into the animal, and therefore, even if the animal's stalking around, he's going to die afterwards. He'll become treif. Treif means he's not going to live for 12 months. And therefore, you can't eat it. And the Gemara explains later on that it's only when he pulls out the fingernail, that's when he shoots out the eris, the poison. And if you kill him, this cat or whoever's doing it, before he pulls it out, then you're okay. So the obvious question is, do we know today of anything like that? I don't know if anybody here is a college graduate or learned all about animals, zoologists. I don't know what kind of people we have over here. I always try to have in my share at least one or two guys that went to college. We have these interesting questions. I don't know if we have any of these people over here. But does anybody know of such a Messias today that when an animal puts his nails on, that he shoots some poison? We know snakes have poison. Do we know that other animals have poison? We talk about cats and dogs and whatnot. Well, what kind of poison? Wheat poison? What poison? So I asked last week, the Rav of my shul happens to be a big mumch on treifas, or Binyamin Adler. He has a sefer, 500 pages, called Kashrus v'Treifas Boif. Can't imagine more than four people bought that sefer because no one else is interested. Like all the different details, when it's kosher, when it's not. Unless you're a sheikh and a mashgiach. It's not the most popular sefer, but he is a big mumch on treifas. I asked him, do we know today of such a messias that when you put your fingernail, an animal, or a cat, or a dog, it's going to shoot out poison? He says, no, he never heard of it. But he says the halacha doesn't change. So I told him, does anybody talk about this? Does anybody talk about the fact that, because sometimes the place can bring down nishtana teva. For instance, eating meat and fish together. There's a Mogen Avraham that says that the teva changed. Does anybody relate to it? He says he's unaware of it. So I didn't accept that answer. I said, I'm going to look for something. It was on Shabbos. I couldn't open up a Reitz HaChochma. I looked in the Shatnestin Shas. Because I found the Michtav Meliyoh from Rav Dessler, which I'm embarrassed to say that over 30 years ago, when I wrote my sefer, I actually quoted that Michtav Meliyoh. I completely forgot about it. So I'm not the perfect example of people to remember things. I also forget a lot. The Maisa, Rav Dessler Mamish talks about this point. Rav Dessler is bothered by it because today we know the Metzias that they don't shoot poison. So Rav Dessler says it's a common mistake people make. Chazal, when they said treifus, when they told you this particular hole makes them treif, this particular thing missing makes a treif, this thing here doesn't make it. It was all the Messiahs. These are things which they got generation after generation. The Gemara brings down that certain Rabbanan Trufoi, certain Rabbanan, that their whole job was to paskan on treifus. So they had the Messiahs from their fathers, from their grandfathers, from their Rebbe, from the Rebbe's Rebbe, from generations, what defects in an animal, what injuries make a treif, what don't. Now, they had to give an explanation as to why it makes a treif. So here they used the knowledge which was available then in their door, like 1,000 years ago. So when they said then, they had a Messiahs, that when an animal jumps on a cow or a bird and he smacks it, he's going to make a treif. They assumed, according to the knowledge of those days, that the reason is because there's poison in their fingernails. If we'll say today that that's not true, and today we can check it, we have microscopes, we can test the DNA, we can make a CT, we can see there's no poison there, that doesn't mean the law is wrong, that means the explanation is wrong. So Chazal were right, and they're Messiahs. Just the explanation that we have is wrong. One second. You want to show me your fingernails if you have that? No. The Maisa, he says their deaths are a very interesting thing. He says it might be the Cheshbon is a cat, when he eats something, he sticks his grubby nails into the meat and he puts it in his mouth. You don't see a cat manicuring his nails, not even Erev Shabbos, right? He doesn't do it. And you don't see him washing it. So it means all that gook is under his nails and it's basically rotting. So it could be later on when he decides to take his claws and into a cow or into a chicken, So that rotten stuff is going into the basar, into the skin of the chicken, and that's what's going to make an infection. That's going to kill him. So therefore, the messiahs that they had, that when the cat does it or the animal does it, makes a trave, that was true. But the reason might be different. He says he even noticed that the fingernails of a cat, or the toenails, whatever you want to call it, are different than of other animals. The nails of a cat expand. So when he sticks it into something, they open up a little bit, and it could be that releases all this stuff, which is rotten. And that could be what's killing it. But the aside that he's saying is, don't think that the reason of this din is because of the cheshen al piteva, the other way around. The halacha, that this thing is treif, that's the starting point. They didn't know why. So they made a cheshen according to the knowledge of those days. Today we know that that cheshen is wrong, so it must be a different cheshen, which we have to think. But the messiahs is an existing messiahs. What do you want to say?
How do we know which stuff the chazal bring are just a reason, and it's not dafka just what they thought?
So that's a very interesting question. This is a klolizdik question. The Vilna Gaon has a very interesting shita about all these things which have a reason. For instance, we have what's called mayim achronim. We wash our hands after we eat. What's the main reason? There's three reasons brought down in the Gemara. One reason is because of melech sdaimis, okay? Salt from sdaim. We don't have that salt today. You can go next to sdaim, you can see there's a pillar, they call it, what's it, amudah shamelech of Mrs. Light, that she died, she became a pillar of salt, but that's it. We have no melech sdaimis today. That's why there's a yesh shayimim in Arachayim Kuf Be'alef, that you don't have to wash mayim achronim. Halacha l'maisa, most places. Gemara says, what's got to do with it? That's one of several reasons. There's a lot of other reasons. Chazal don't bring down. We have a halacha not eating food that's under a bed. And you're a day kuf tazayin. Why there's a ruach ra? The Rekiv Eger says over there, today the ruach is not there, you can make up the evid. The Gemara says, there must be 50 other reasons which are not brought down. Chazal only brought down one reason. Since we don't know the reasons, you can't do that. Gilui, what does Gilui mean? Gilui is also in your day kuf tazayin. That if a snake, you're now to leave mashka overnight, any drink, why? Because a snake might go by, sticks in his fangs over there, and he has eris, there's no question about that, and therefore it's going to be poison. You ever lift a cup over? Did you see here in Adaris that there are snakes going around? We don't have snakes today. Interesting, there's a Pichorish that says in the Middle East we do. And we do have a lot in gardens and whatnot, but walking around buildings, I know how long it takes me to get up to 4 flights of stairs. I can't imagine snakes going to crawl up to 4 flights of stairs. Lemaisa, there aren't snakes around. So Loch Lemaisa, what are we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch in your deck of design and the Mishnah Berurah in several places. There's no Gilui Bezmanazah. You're not supposed to leave something Lechat Chila outside of Mashka, but by the Ever it's Mutter. The only time it's Asr, by the Ever, Kiddush, Havdol, Dvar Mitzah, it's Namachubad, that's the same way as Gilui. But in general, we paskin, it's Mutter. What does the Goyin say in the Bira Grover than Kuf Tazayin? It's Asr. Why is it Asr? Because there was only one reason. And the Goyin has a very interesting cheshbon on this. The Goyin brings a raya from a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara says that the Rabbanan, the Torah itself, usually does not give reasons behind the mitzvahs. Now, there's certain mitzvahs sichlius, like a mashal. You have to have respect for your father and mother. The Torah doesn't give you a reason why. If you have brains, you have a little karsa tov, you understand it. You shouldn't steal. You shouldn't kill. You don't got to be a genius to figure out why. Right? Even Schwarzes understand that one, right? You don't have to be too smart enough to chazer either. Everybody understands that, right? Okay? And Schwarzes, even if he chazer, wouldn't help. But Lemaisa, the point is, there's certain mitzvahs we understand why. There's a lot of mitzvahs we don't understand why. There's a mitzvah which the Torah says that a melech should not have a lot of horses and should not marry a lot of wives. Why? So the Torah spells it out. One of the few mitzvahs. Why? Because we mat the levovi. It'll sway his heart. It'll be mashpi on him. So the Gemara says, Shloim a melech. He was chochmi kolodim. The smartest person around. Shemelech said, I'm a Talmud Chacham. I know the reason why it's Asr. I'll manage to marry 1,000 wives, and I'll make sure they don't influence me. And what happened? He married 1,000 wives, and it did influence him. So Gemara says, that's why the Torah does not give reasons, because when you give a reason, you think it's being helpful, fakert. The Yetzirah hears the reason, and then you're nichshel. So the Goyin says, Chazal worked on the same principle. They usually did not tell us the reason. To make us happy, we should understand Kedila Sabras Oizen, to have a little inkling of understanding, so they throw in one reason. Because of Melch Daimus. There's another reason, it's Kedash, it's Kedashim, Ruach Ra, washing hand, all these different things, either they gave no reason, or if they gave a reason, they gave only one reason out of 50 reasons. So the Goyin says all these different things. Even if the reason is gone, you still have to be Machmer. And the Goyin brings a Merdeka Vort on that. This is in Divril Yol Torah. This is consistent in the Goyin's Torahs all over Shas. But there's a very interesting Vort in Divril Yol where he said like this. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos, Luis Dafid Gimel, Le'yikr L'Oraner. On Shabbos, you're not supposed to read next to a candle. The Mishnah doesn't say why. Le'yikr L'Oraner. You're not supposed to read next to a candle. It came along the Gemara, the Meroim, and one of the Meroim said, you know, what's the reason Le'yikr L'Oraner? Shemoyata. Because in the good old days, they used to have these little kerosene lamps. We still have some of these around today. In the Yerushalayim, maybe Yerushalayim, you see them. And you used to adjust with the finger. You're paying attention. You're reading. This is my crib sheet over here, right? So you're looking over here, reading something. And now, without thinking, you adjust the light because the wick is going down. Shema Yata. The reason you shouldn't read next to the fire is because you might adjust the lamp and you'll be over Maver and Mechava. Maver would make the fire bigger, Mechava make it less. So the Gemara said, that's the reason of the Mishnah. The Gemara says afterwards, Amr b'shmo ben Elisha. Ah, that's the reason why. Ani ekra b'leyata. I'll make sure to read and I'll be careful not to adjust it. I'll chapra in mamish. Two birds with one stone. I'll be a big maspin. I'll learn a lot of Torah. I'll chazer. I'll do everything great. And there's not going to be any problem with Shabbos either because I'll be careful. I'm the smart guy. I learned this halacha. I'll be able to accomplish everything. It's like the guys who, they ever see people that are big masmidim during Chazor HaShatz or during Kriyas HaTorah. All the time that becomes a boom, then when you're not supposed to be learning, that's when they're learning. Because the Yetzer says, oh, now you do this, you become big tamachochem. Or when you go to the John, you go to the bathroom, right? Suddenly become masmid. Everything, all your machshavas are talking divrei Torah. It's the most unbelievable thing that the Yetzer HaRa works like overtime to get a person definitely to learn the time you're not supposed to learn. When you're supposed to learn, you have no kaychas, but when you're not supposed to learn, he's there, right? So Rabbi Shlomo Elisha said, Ani ekrev loyata. What's the end of the story? End of the story is Yidua. He got very fatracht in a sugya, and before he knew it, he was nichshon, it was mechal Shabbos. He adjusted the lamp. So what was his response? Very famous Gemara. So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Shlomo Elisha, kamu gedoilim divrei chachomim, sheomru leyikra lor aner. How great were the words of chachomim that he said this? L'kishibonim beis hamikdash, Ovi chatashmeina. When the Beis Hamikdash comes, I'm going to have to bring a big fat cow. I have to bring a korah. I'm going to have Shabbos. So they're going to say, what was pshat in those words? Those words are not saying, kama gdom, they're such nice people. Kama gdoinim divri chachomim sha'omu leikul arner. How great are the words of chachomim that all they said was leikul arner, and they didn't say the reason. The next generation, they thought they could be smarter, and they gave us the reason, shemayata, that's why it was nikshal. That's why it was mechal Shabbos. How great were the chachamim of the Mishnah? Sha'omu leikul arner. All they said was, don't do it, and they didn't say the reason. I wouldn't have been nikshal. Now that the Rabbanan afterwards decided to help us out and say Shamiyata, that's why I was nikshal, that's why I got to bring a karma. But the Yisoid, the Gemara is a more than Yisoid. That sometimes we think it's helpful when you get the reason. The emes is, very often you know the reason that makes it be nikshal. So you have to be very careful. Chazal very often didn't tell us all the reasons behind it. So therefore, you have to be dan l'kaschus chazal what they're talking about. That's our Amor Tzachamim. Even if you don't understand the reason why. There are other things that are brought down in the Gemara that are basic ideas how to remember your learning. Some of them are Shulchan Aruch Mamish. I'll just tell you some of them. Again, the biggest thing, the most important thing is the Chazer. There's a Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach, Ashri Odom Mefachet Tomid. Lucky is the person that he's always nervous. What does he mean he's always nervous? He's a pachna, he's afraid to go on the street? No. Ashri Odom Mefachet Tomid, he's always nervous, he's going to forget his learning. So what does he do? He Chazers. He does whatever he can not to forget his learning. If a person always has that attitude and he's mispal for that, the Baruch Hashem helps him. At the chayin l'odom das, the Chaznish writes his letter. He's supposed to have his igris. He's supposed to have kavonah. Rebbe Yishmael, give me das. Let me remember my learnings. You have to dam for it. And you say also, you say the bracha every day that we should be oisig b'torah. And we smile also. The Mishabur says in 3-4 places in Shacharis, you're supposed to always daven that your kids should be tamid chomah. Now, if your parents didn't dam for you, at least you should dam for your kids, right? You got to do what you can. But it's always kedai to daven to be tamei chomim. It's kedai tzetzeinu, tzetzeinu. You should be tamei chomim. When the Baruch Hashem sees a person's true rotzen is to know his learning, so then the Baruch Hashem help him. There's also other things that are brought down in Chazal that are very interesting. There's often a din Shulchan Aruch. If you open up Shulchan Aruch, your day is Simen Reish Mem Vav. That's the third chelik in the Shulchan Aruch today, maybe the fourth chelik. In Simen Reish Mem Vav, there's a bunch of things that are brought down in the Shulchan Aruch gepaskent. That the Shulchan Aruch paskens, these things help you zikaron. For instance, it's brought down over there, when a person learns, he should learn bepeh bekoil ram. You should learn loud. If you learn quietly, A is, you might not be yotze Talmud Torah. If you learn a simem zayin, you'll see the certain rishonim that say that if you don't learn out loud, you think about it, you're not mekayim Talmud Torah. But besides that, learning out loud is a segula to remember your learning. Gepaskin the Shulchan Aruch. It's also brought down, you should learn bezimra. You should sing. Now, that doesn't mean to say you should sing a soprano in the middle of Beis Medrash, everybody should listen to you. But to learn with Nigin is often a din. You look in Tosis, the last daf of Megillah, I believe it's daf Lam Beis Menalf. He brings down Kol HaKir B'li Zimra. He forgets his learning. He's supposed to learn with a Nigin. Learning with a Nigin helps a person remember. And there's Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer is in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem. A person should Mechadish Chedushim. If a person is Mechadish Chedushim, he's using his head, that is a segula to remember your learning. It's also brought down a Shulchan Aruch, then a Reish Mevav, Sif Chaf Aleph. A person should not have a lot of tanugim. not a lot of pleasures, not a lot of oilam hazeh. Don't say it's also, but it says that if you're memait and tanugim and you dedicate yourself more to learning, that's a skula to remember. It's also brought down the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Chav Beis there to learn betzina, not advertise it. I'm the biggest Talmud Chochem this side of the Middle East, whatever. And you're probably not either, because there's bigger Talmud Chochem here. You go around Yerushalayim, it's very easy to be an owner because there's people here that are mamash walking around on the street that look like mamash lepers, and they don't call it Terah Kula. So it's not too hard to be an owner of Yerushalayim. But it says beferish in the Shulchan Aruch to learn betzina. It also says in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mevov, also Sif Chav Beis, that it's a skula for a person to learn in a base knesses and in a base medrash. Now, this does not take away the fact that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Shalik Beis, that it's kedai for every person to learn in his house at night. I remember when I was a bocher in Lakewood, so my friends, they were younger light, they were my chavrusas, and then they got married, couldn't learn with them. Why? Because Reb Shneir, the Rosh Hashiva then, Zecharin Levrach Reb Shneir Kotler, he made a takona that Shona Rishayna, you have to learn in your house. So the wife should see that you have learning. She shouldn't think he's only learning outside the house. You should have a Bais Shul Torah. So there is an Indian learning in the house also. I'm not saying that. On the contrary, it's brought down in the Zohar that every person, when he starts his house, makes chiluk sabayis, the Zohar says you have to dedicate a certain place in the house. Designate, I should say. This is the place for Torah and Tefillah. It's my living room, my den. You're supposed to designate such a place. If you read Nisoy Sharash Avoid at the end of that Zohar, and scare the witch out of you, it says over there that if a person doesn't do that, then years later the Sitra Achra goes into the person's house, and if somebody dies in the house, it's because the person who made the house did not say Bepem Moli, I'm designating this place for Torah Avoida. And this is something which is very scary, and most people never heard of it. The Sitra Avoida brings us down from the Zohar and Parshas Tazria. You're supposed to designate a place in your house La Torah Avoida. It's an interesting idea, I'm passing it on. You should spread the word because most people never heard of it. Lemaisa, another thing that's very important to remember your learning is have Talmidim. I can be didi have a uvda, I can tell you that. When you teach people something, you remember it. A is because if you don't understand something well, you're not going to stand in front of a rab. When you learn for yourself, very often the Yetzer Hara tries to fool you. Someone's asked me before, how can you meet Ish Emes? Sometimes when you learn, you're not being Emes with yourself. You're not being honest. Why? Because you really don't understand Pshat in the Gemara. You don't understand Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, I understand it. When you have to stand in front of people, so it happens all the time. There's one Talmud, he might be the wise guy, and say, Rebbe, that doesn't make sense. And if you do a B'shem de Briskerov, if you can't be masber something 100%, what does that show? That shows you don't know it 100%. Because if you knew it, you could be masber it. When you have to teach Talmidim, so A is you have to pound it and you have to chazri to test them, and B is you're going to make sure you know it well. If you're teaching other people, you don't make a fool out of yourself. So it's brought down Beferish that it's a skula for Zikoran that a person, Gemara, it's Gemara Erev Nafnon Dalet. That if a person has Talmidim, it's a Zgula to help him remember his learning. It's also brought down the Gemara that when you're saying something in the name of a certain town or a certain lawyer, in the name of the Mishnah Berurah, and the Sefer Moshe Shfayish, whatever, you should try to picture that person in front of you. In the Gemara, it's a little bit hard because we don't know what they look like, except all these stupid pictures that they make which have no connection to Metzias. But if you know who the person is, you say something over from Rav Yashiv, you say something else from a person you know, there's an Indian Zgula to remember who the person is, imagine in front of you. There's also an Indian to write things down. Chidushim for sure, but even not chidushim. A person summarizes what he learned. He writes it down. There's a Gemara in Babasra Daf Yud. The Gemara says over there that Asher Misha Bolakan v'Talmudoi biyodoi. Now the simple pshat is that lucky is the person, chosh is the person that he comes and he has his Talmud biyodoi. He knows his learning. Talmud biyodoi means he knows it. It's like in his pocket. But the Marsha says no. The pshat is when you go to Shemayim after 120, Asher Misha Bolakan v'Talmud biyodoi, that he has his Torah written down. If you have it written down, the Marsha says with the Chiddush Agoda that if something is Torah is written down, he says Asher Alkin Nikroin Chachom Seifrim. Rabbanu always referred to as Seifrim. Why are they called Seifrim? Because they write things down. And the Marsha writes black and white over there. That when you write it down, that helps you remember it. It's also brought down, by the way, that we said before last time that when a person learns, he comes to Olam Emes, they're going to ask him, what do you remember? You learned this? Yeah. Do you remember it? No. You learned this? I didn't learn it. So that you didn't forget. But you're going to find a lot of things that you never learned or you forgot. If you have it written down, it's considered you didn't forget it. So therefore, a person must have made it safer. So even though he comes up and he forgot everything, if it's written down, that Torah was not forgotten. That Torah was kept. Especially if Mazak other people. See, even after 120, and you're sleeping in Har Menucha somewhere, right, after 120, you're in Gan Eden, I don't know where you are, but the Maisa, when people learn, your mouth is moving. You're getting credit right then. So it's a gewaldige sach if a person can write down his chidushim, and snutni vizoichet to mefarsim it is a very big thing. And it's also, it's brought down our show, it's a very big segula. Also the tefillah of the Nechuni ben Akona. Very often you find it in front of the Gemaras, that's not there just because they wanted to fill the page. You're supposed to say that. That's a din in Shulchan Aruch. Look in Siman Kuf Yud in Archaim, Shulchan Aruch says, you're supposed to say the tefillah before you start learning, you're supposed to say the tefillah after you're done learning. I have some friends that they say both right away when they get up in the morning. Because the guy goes to work, doesn't open sefer, so it's a, he's a, before he even started the day, already finished learning. So he says the tefillah achir before he started learning. But hopefully the item here is not like that. It's kedai always to say the tefillah beforehand, in Shulchan Aruch. After you're done, before you go to sleep, you say the tefillah afterwards. These are all things that are skulas for a person to remember his learning. Now, other than that, in general, a person should try to understand his learning well. Yishalmi says, if you understand your learning, you remember your learning. If you don't understand it, you don't remember it. Anybody has any questions that we said till now? No questions. Are you going to remember what I said? Yeah. You'll try. So if you sponsor a sefer, the Gemara brings down in Ksuvos that there's a mitzvah. The Gemara, first of all, is a mitzvah in the Torah, the last mitzvah in the Torah, which is Kisvu Lachem Es Ashir Azois. If you look in the Chinuch, that's Mitzvah Taryag. The Rishonim say, the Rosh and the Chinuch, that if you pay for some treb, is manenu, so there's not so much the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. Because we have a Sefer Torah in there in Kodesh. How much Torah do people learn from it? The Rizal used to open a Chumah and a Sefer Torah and learn. We don't do that today. We learn with Svarim. So the Rishonim say today, when you print Svarim, that is the kiyum of the mitzvah of Kisvu Lachem Es Ashir Azois. So if you sponsor a sefer which is being printed, whether you bring a yeshiva bunch of svarim, are you paid? So those we published, you help the person who's publishing it, or you help a machaber, or you help print the, whether it's a sefer Shulchan Aruch or a person's own chedushim. You're being mekayim the mitzvah of Kisvu Lachem Es Ashir Azois. Will that help you when you come to Shemayim if you don't remember anything? I don't know about that. But it definitely is a big mitzvah. It's a big reis hazach.
Why did the Rabbanim write reasons why they refer to Kasul Alachas, like, for example, swimming and making a raft, like, on Shabbos? Why did they write them if people were to come to...
So, Lemaisa, it doesn't say that you shouldn't... Something which is, they had a specific reason they made Gzeira, they will write down. This is the reason they made Gzeira, right? And in certain, there's a whole question of the Achrenim, if that reason doesn't exist, for whatever reason that changed today, whether you can move out to Gzeira. But in certain cases where it's schoolies thing is something which we don't really exactly understand. Like, what do we understand the Ruach Ra? We understand Torah. We don't understand these things. So in those cases, Chazal might have put a reason, but there might be other reasons. But something like this, which is a Yeshmi Ayin Gzeira, your question is a question. I don't know exactly how to answer it. I mean, definitely you find several cases where they gave a reason. Maybe Chazal understood that if we don't have any reasons, we just won't accept it.
If you have, like, Tamid Chacham and, like, make a bezin come together and they're able to uproot the Takana, or...
Yes and no. It says that you can't uproot a Takana unless your bezin is bigger than the bezin made in Takana. And very often it's not.
What about, like, forcing
Gittin? You're asking a good question. There's, by when it comes to Gilui, where most of the Paiskar matter, besides the Vilna Goyim, the Maram Shik says, who says we have a right to change it? You're right, the Metzius changed. We have a din that says that you cannot be mevatel takon unless you're bigger than that bezin. If this is something which Chazal said, who says you can mevatel it? So I don't have a clear answer, and I don't know if the Maram Shik, maybe that's true, we'll give you the exact answer when you can, when you can't. We do find certain things where it's neshtana teva, and we do find things, no. It's a very delicate subject. Mashal Basar and Dogim, meat and fish. The Mogen of Rome says, it says that if a person eats Basar and Dogim, it's kosher ledover acher. What does dover acher mean? So you become tsaras. It doesn't mean you become a leprechaun, because you become a leper, right? I mean, we don't have these things today, right? We don't see anybody eating today meat and fish. They don't become not leprechauns and not lepers, right? It doesn't happen. So Mogen of Rome says the Metzi has changed. Lemaisa, we're not samech on the Mogen of Rome to eat meat and fish. We say it's definitely awesome. Shabur and Kufka, Ayin Gimli brings up a fair shitzasser. At the same time, we're makel on a lot of things that they once were machram because of the Mogen of Rome. For instance, the times of the Paiskim, it's mashal they would not use a fleshig pot for fish and a fish pot for fleshigs. And even though there are some people that do that today, most people do not, because the chashash is not there. But I would assume that Chazal had to put in some reason so people should understand what's going on, but there always is that sakona that we should not be involved. In other words, me and you should not make our own decision that since this reason is not applicable, so therefore it's not negeya. It's always kedai to see if somebody bigger than us made that psak. And usually, if it's something which the Metzi has changed, you will find it. That's what I did last week. I was trying to find out. Here the Metzi has changed, does someone talk about it? And sure enough, I found somebody. But usually you find it in the Poiskin.
Is that kind of like Talia Zman, like the Zman that time. That's why they made the takana. So
sometimes it is like that.
Like
there are some things which they're only masaka in those days. Example, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't wear red clothes. Not to women, because it attracts attention. Ritznius. But it's brought down, you shouldn't wear red clothes, because those days, that was the levush that the noblemen wore, and it was considered preetzes. There's no such thing. Paiskim say it's not negeh. There are such things. But it's usually kedai to look in the paiskim, because you can just make a quick rash decision. The paiskim write the Shulchan Aruch and the Leis HaKelim, they know shas and paiskim. So it's kedai to see what they have to say about it, and see what the aloch is lemaisa.
Yeah, the also all I
know about
this Gemara is talking about different medications and cures. Does that fall into the same category?
As far as what? So I will end off with that, because the Rosh Hashiva told me not to go on board in a half hour, because it's already past the bedtime. A lot of guys here. I don't want to put the guys to sleep. It's very interesting. Some people think you have to go by what it says in the Shas. Guess what? You're not allowed to. There's a Cher Makadmoinim, which is brought down by Rabbi Kiva Eger and Shinaim Vov in Yerdeya, and it's also brought down in the Marshal and Chulin, that they made a cherem, you're not allowed to use the refuahs that are in Shas. And the reason is because they knew that very often the mitzvahs changed, and very often what they call, I'll give an example. We talked in the Sefer Chassidut, talks about a farsimon. Now today in the Vrit, the farsimon is what? Persimmons. It says sakonatirit. Any sakonatirit persimmons? No. It's a different word altogether. There's many things which had certain names, the moshal beets. It says tardin. What's tardin? In the Brit, they call it beets. We don't know what it is. The Prima Gomer says, I don't know what it is. Moshe Feinstein says, I know what it is. Or Cheshulchan says, I don't know. Ben Yehuda, with a shtickle shagets, he made a Brit, he decided it's beets. You say that. So now someone's going to eat that. I'll say Chazal what they're talking about. They made a cherem not to rely on their fus and shas because of the fact that we don't know what the Metzias is. The Metzias might have changed. The Metzias of people might have changed. The Derech Refu might have changed. So they made a cherem, you can't rely on that. They said there was only one Refu that you can still use. Know which one it is? The woman, a person is strangling, he had a bone, a fish bone, he had a fish bone. It's a Gemara Shabbos thing, Daf Sam Chalef. There's a thing to say over there, which is good to know by heart, I've written down. You can say that today also. Other than that, all the refuahs to Shas, you're not allowed to rely on.
The same is true for the Rambam, Hilchos Deis, all those things.
Look in the Kesem Mishnah, he says it black and white, that the Teva changed, yeah.
Maybe next week,
it's a subject which one guy asked me to talk about. On Shabbos, are you allowed to do any of these refuahs that are Segulias Dik? Right, even alternative medicine or whatnot, or hypnosis, are you allowed to do these things on Shabbos or not? And then they'll tell you the interesting mice of somebody who was Machal Shabbos. They sent a person on a train to get a bracha from a certain rebbe because someone was sick. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos also? That's schooliestic. So it's an interesting shayla.
Rabbi, how does somebody, while he's choking on a fishbone, say
he doesn't say it. The other guy says it. The other guy says it, not the guy who's choking. It's like having a guy has a heart attack, he should go to a cardiac unit in the hospital, he should drive the car. That's not going to work. Right? Okay. We should be zeichel lehagdol Torah l'adira.